in this bulletin. New COVID-19 cases in Victoria break records again as a regional city goes into lockdown. A senior police officer quits the force over Victoria's health orders. And in sport, three men fined for travelling to Queensland for the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Daily COVID-19 cases in Victoria continue to break national records, with 1,965 new infections and 5 more deaths. A 7-day lockdown has begun in the Murray River city of Mildura in response to a rapid growth in cases from 1 week ago to 37 active infections across several households. A Virgin Airline cabin crew member has also tested positive to the virus, with alerts for people on 6 flights in and out of Melbourne on the 4th and 5th of October. And in a change to the state's COVID-19 response, Deputy Secretary of the Health Department, Kate Matson, says secondary contacts will no longer be required to quarantine.
A text message will be sent to our 16,000 secondary close contacts this weekend to advise them of this change and to release them from quarantine. And our public-facing information on our website will be updated accordingly. Again, there's a very important difference between someone who is known to have come into contact with a confirmed case and then someone who's come into contact with that primary close contact, and the risk is different.
And the Victorian government has announced a $15 million support package for the state's creative sector. Minister for Creative Industries, Danny Pearson, says the money will help provide a vital lifeline as the state slowly starts to reopen.
So throughout this pandemic, our creative sector has shown just such incredible resilience in the face of adversity, keeping many of us inspired, entertained, despite the challenges of venue closures, cancellations and lost work. And they have an important role to play in our social, cultural and economic recovery of our state.
A senior Victoria police officer has resigned after publicly voicing her objections to the enforcement of the state's COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Former acting senior sergeant Crystal Mitchell made the comments dressed in full uniform in a video on an anti-lockdown social media site. In it, she says a majority of police officers working on the front line don't believe in or don't want to enforce the chief health officer's orders. There have been ugly clashes between police and anti-lockdown protesters in Melbourne over the past few weeks. Ms Mitchell has claimed to be the founder of a group of police officers opposed to mandatory vaccination of the force, and it's reported that she is being investigated by Victoria Police Professional Standards Command. In a statement, Victoria Police says Ms Mitchell's comments in no way reflected the organisation's views. The New South Wales Premier has warned that COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalisations will increase as the state begins to reopen from Monday. New South Wales has recorded 580 new infections and 11 deaths as case numbers continue to fall and vaccination rates climb. The state is close to passing 90% of the eligible population getting at least their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, with 71.5% fully immunised. Premier Dominic Perrottet says despite the high vaccination rate, those who haven't yet been immunised should still do so.
Naturally, we will see, as New South Wales opens up, case numbers increase and hospitalisations increase. That is a natural part of opening up, and that's why we've done this in a safe way and ensured that we haven't done so until we've had that vaccination rate where we've wanted it to be.
Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant has addressed claims that Mr Perrottet had sidelined her advice in making changes to the state's reopening plans.
No, not at all. I would just like to say that I had the opportunity to brief the Premier. I think the briefing went for well over an hour, almost two. Presented to Crisis Cabinet in the usual way. And as I, you know, respect government's decisions around multiple inputs. But I also note that some of the changes are clearly very low risk.
In sport, three men have been fined and sent back to New South Wales for allegedly entering Queensland to attend the NRL Grand Final. The trio, aged in their 20s, will have to pay more than $4,000 each for the alleged breach involving incorrect border passes. Police allege the group travelled from Sydney to the Gold Coast and went to the NRL Grand Final in Brisbane last weekend. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a mostly sunny day, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne showers easing 15, Hobart a shower and 14, Canberra and Wollongong rain developing 21, Sydney much the same 25, Newcastle similar conditions 30, Brisbane sunny 29, Cairns mostly sunny 31, and Darwin also sunny 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.